Later that evening, Jane and Michael appeared in the doorway of the living room. Jane held a paper in her hand and looked very determined. "Well, children," asked Mrs. Banks, looking up from her sewing. "Michael and I have discussed everything," began Jane, "and we're very sorry about what we did today."
"I should certainly hope so," said their father.
"Anyway," pursued Jane hastily, "we do want to get on with the new nanny, so we have written this advertisement. You won't have to bother. Wanted, a nanny for two adorable children. Must have a cheery disposition, rosy cheeks, no warts."
"I put that part in," interrupted Michael.